It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Harlem is hosting the 55th annual African American Day Parade today. Bands, dancers, youth groups, and local leaders are celebrating Harlem's history. 5 people are being inducted as honorary lifetime grand marshals for their service to the community, including former Congressman Charles Rangel and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Need a little encouragement to get out and run? How about a 5K that involves eating pizza? Now we're talking. Yes, that's happening at the New York Pizza Run today in Fort Greene. Jason Fireman is the founder of the event.
2 slices of pizza in 3 miles. So I don't think that we're, it's not the hot dog eating contest that Nathan puts on, every summer. I think it's a reasonable amount of food.
Portion of the proceeds from the race benefits the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at how TV and movies are made? And today's New York on Location event is for you. It's happening until 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria. This is the executive director, Aziz Isham.
More and more people are making movies on their own now. Events like this will just give them even more ideas, and I'm excited to see that, too.
There are makeup artists on hand, as well as special effects people. It goes until 4 o'clock at the Kaufman Astoria Studios on 36th Street. Sylvan Drive in Lakeview on Long Island now has a new name. The town of Hempstead dedicated the street this morning to remember 9/11 first responder and FDNY firefighter Victor Cantalmo III. Don Clavin is the town supervisor.
This is the community coming together as a whole and saying they want to honor this legacy. It speaks volumes about who these people are, how they felt about him and these other heroes, and as a whole, how we feel as Americans.
Cantalmo died of a 9/11-related lung disease in February of 2023. A weekend of deadly shootings in the Bronx. 2 people were hit by gunfire last night after 3 separate shootings Friday night. 31-year-old Saku Saho was killed in last night's incident, according to authorities. 49-year-old man who was also shot is expected to survive. It happened at around 9:30 on Sheridan Avenue in the concourse section. This woman spoke with ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
We're causing grandmothers and mothers and aunts and uncles not to come outside and children not to come outside and play. Like this has got to stop.
And there were 3 shootings in the Bronx Friday night and in the overnight hours Friday into Saturday. A 24-year-old man was killed in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx. A Bronx man is now under arrest for allegedly shooting another man to death in the Bronx on Wednesday morning. Police say 32-year-old Kelvin Mata shot Rafael Vasquez numerous times in the face and back on East 180th Street and Creston Avenue. Mata is charged with murder and numerous counts of criminal sale of a controlled substance. A 17-year-old driver arrested for a fatal wrong-way crash on the Henry Hudson Parkway was arrested at the Canadian border in the same bloody clothes he allegedly had been wearing during the car crash. Prosecutors say the teen had no ID on him and had cuts and bruises on his face and stomach. The crash killed 38-year-old Kirk Walker Jr. and his cousin 40-year-old Robert McLaurin. Walker was set to get married the next day. His fiancée, Shanti Weaver, spoke with News Channel 4.
The first thing I wanted to know was, did he even have a license and why he was on the road at 2 a.m.?
The suspect was brought back to New York and is being held without bail after his arraignment for vehicular manslaughter. The attorney for the suspect says the suspect denies any involvement and claims there is no direct evidence that the suspect was driving the car in question. More unsettling news in the Adams administration with the resignation of the mayor's chief counsel. Here's 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOria.
Mayor Adams' inner circle has shrunk yet again. His attorney Lisa Zornberg announced she quit the job at 10:30 last night, and she gave no explanation at all. But this much we do know. Federal investigations have been swirling around the mayor, his deputies, and his commissioners. Zornberg took the job in July of 2023, and here's what she said at the time.
I believe strongly in the power of good government. Government run with integrity and passion for solving real problems remains the best way to lift up people and communities, and that's what I'm here to do.
Just this past week, the police commissioner resigned after federal investigators seized his phone and electronics. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.